word to word meaning. Adrishtam, future happiness. Drishtava, like direct experience. Nakshat becomes vanquished. Bhutam, the material existence. Swapnavat, like a dream. Anyatha, otherwise. Bhutam, which happened in the past. Bhavad, present. Bhavishvat, future. Cha, also. Suptam, a dream. Sarva, of all. Raho raha, the secret conclusion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: everything happening within time, which consists of past, present and future, is named merely a dream. That is a secret understanding in all Vedic literature. Purport by Srila Prabhupada: factually, all of material existence is only a dream. Thus, there is no question of past, present or future. Persons who are addicted to karma kanda vichara, which means working for future happiness through fruitive activities, are also dreaming. Similarly, past happiness and present happiness are merely dreams. The actual reality is Krishna's and service to Krishna, which can save us from the clutches of Maya. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Mameva prapadyate mayam etam tarantite. Those who surrender unto me can easily cross beyond my illusory energy. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of 4th canto, 25th chapter, 29th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachini Bhari. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Namayong Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantaha Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanang Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangur Langayate Girim Jatkripatam Aham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Shri Guru Dinatarinam. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would seek the blessings of my seniors, he assembled here, all the Vaishnavas. This is a very wonderful moment for me. I never thought in my life that I will be sitting here in this Vyasasana someday, because from the very beginning of my spiritual life, I am hearing the glories of Sri Sri Radha Rajbihari ji, and especially my spiritual master, His Holiness Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, spent a lot of time here in this place with Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, and I heard so many pastimes connected to this temple. So I am feeling myself very fortunate to be here with all of you today, and especially this is the first month of Chaturmasya and a very auspicious month. So for me it's a dream. It is saying that everything is dream. This is a spiritual dream that I am in now, being with all of you here at the lotus feet of Shishri Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Radha Rashvihari Lalita Visakha and Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman. So I will try my level best to discuss something on this subject matter that we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada made this Srimad Bhagavatam so wonderful by his Bhaktivedanta purports, because Prabhupada says these purports are his devotional ecstasies. It makes a simple person, means those who does not understand Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, by Prabhupada's mercy they can understand very easily as it is, because of Srila Prabhupada's kripa and mercy. So depending on the mercy of all of you and my spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, I will try my level best to discuss something on this subject matter. By Krishna's nice arrangement, in our temple, I am coming from Calcutta, we are also following the same subject, Prachini Varishad. This, it is a long chapter. So here we see that when the Prachetas, Prachini Vari's sons, they went to the underwater for doing austerities, during that time their father, Prachini Vari, he engages himself fully into the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. So the Mahajan's quality is, whenever they see some living entity is suffering, so mercifully they go there and instruct that person about the Krishna consciousness and save their life. That is the quality of the great personalities. There was no need of Srila Prabhupada going to abroad, because if I have given this choice, Vrindavan, the age when he's elderly, 70 years of age, staying in Vrindavan Dham, in Radha Damodar temple, with lots of nice spiritual arrangements, who will desire to go out and struggle hard? But because that is the nature of the great personalities, they want to give mercy to others, and that is the reason Prabhupada left that place. And because Prabhupada left, that is the reason we are all sitting here in this beautiful temple of Srila Rajbihari ji ki. Otherwise it was not possible for anyone to be having this illustrious, wonderful, exciting temple like Juhu temple. That is Prabhupada's mercy. Where Prabhupada was there, one person, Prabhupada was doing kirtan in the Tompkins Square Park. So one day one person gave some Lakshmi in Prabhupada's hand. So Prabhupada coddled his hand and gave him that money back and said, I have come here to give you, not to take anything from you. Because that is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He wanted to give the love of Krishna. So similarly, Narad Muni, he goes and gives his transcendental association, spiritual association, to Prachini Vari, and he tells a very beautiful story, an allegorical story of King Puranjan. Now this is very wonderful. The Vaishnava Acharyas and saints, they are telling They are writing in their purports and Tika Tippani that why Narad Muni spoke about the Puranjan story. Puranjan is also a story of a king. So Prachinivari, because he is also a king is interested to know about a king only. That's like whatever we are, you know, we want to hear about a person who is very equal to me. If someone is a devotee, he wants to hear about devotees. Reason whenever the saints, you know, Sada Goswami's topics are there, you know, Chatur Kumara's topics are there, devotees become very happy. Because the devotee wants to hear about devotees. So that is the reason Narad Muni very wonderfully, because he is an expert preacher. So he tells very wonderfully the story of Puranjan. And ultimately he convinced him because of his preaching power and preaching ability that how it is very important that he leaves all this Karmakanda section and accept the lotus feet of Krishna. And when we see also that very wonderfully Prachinivari, he understood the story and then surrenders under the lotus feet of Narad Muni. And here in our purport today, Prabhupada writes that in this material world is just like a sapna or a dream. In this dream, everybody thinks that how to make oneself very happy. And they are trying their level best to get something that which will give them the ultimate happiness. But Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vedic scriptures also says about a deer which is called musk deer. And that musk deer, he also tries his level best to find out the fragrance that is coming actually from his navel. And he is trying to get that fragrance outside world. And in that process, what happens actually, he dies. He leaves his body. So in this material world also we see that people, they want to be happy in their life. And actually that is a dream to be happy in this material world. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita very wonderfully that this world is dukkhalayam and asashvatam. In this material world, nobody can be happy. People think that they can be happy if they achieve something. And in the advertisement agencies of today, they advertise in such a way that people think that if I get this, then I will be very happy. So, His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj gives a very nice understanding about this. I was hearing from him. He tells that in the material world, people are confused between three things, Sukh, Shanti and Ananda. So everybody dreams about this, that they will be happy, happy, happy. But actually they don't get happiness in this material world. So Sukh, Shanti and Ananda, everybody thinks it's actually equal. Sab log wahi samajhte hain. Sukh, Shanti and Ananda ek hi hai. But actually they are not same. Sukh is for the body, the pleasure. That's like it was scorching heat, now it is raining so wonderfully. So we feel very comfortable. If you are very thirsty, you have given some nice water, coconut water. Bombay, everything is very expensive. In Calcutta, we get dab, you know, like 10 rupees. But I asked day before, how much is one coconut dab? They said 25 rupees. So I thought that chune ke liye bhi paisa lagega kya? It is so expensive here. So if somebody gives, if you are very thirsty and somebody gives nice coconut water, you feel so good. You feel so happy because you quench your thirst. So that is the sukh or pleasure of the body. Shanti is for the mind. Shanti is for the mind. Suppose our near and dear one, they are going through any operation, and then the doctor goes inside the operation theater, the red lights on, and your heart is beating, and then comes out after a certain time and tells, successfully operation has been done, he won't have any problem, Hari Bol. And then what happens? We feel very satisfied. That is a shanti. So similarly, sukh shanti is for body and the mind. And in this material world, we are all searching for happiness. And that happiness comes when one person serves the Lord. Happiness is for the soul. When the soul gets attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, and then only a person becomes happy in his life. So one person asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is your miracle? So many sadhus come from India and they do so much miracles, jadu. So Prabhupada showed all the students there in the assembled in that room, the devotees. And Prabhupada said, this is my miracle. They were all hippies and I made them happies. This is my miracle. So Prabhupada can only give, because Prabhupada made them connected to Krishna. And Prabhupada writes here very wonderfully, very nicely, that in this material world the actual reality is Krishna and service to Krishna, which can save us from the clutches of Maya. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Mam eva prapadyate maya metam tarantite. Those who surrender unto me can easily cross beyond my illusory energy. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Devi haishya gunamai mama maya durattaya mam eva je prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Very easily one person can cross over this illusory energy. Why? Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Swami of Maya. So if you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then you will be saved. Also Prabhupada writes, the service to Krishna is actually will save us from the material clutches. So that is the reason Prabhupada made beautiful temples and installed the deities, that all the living entities like all of us can come to the lotus feet of Krishna and get saved from this material illusory energy. So a little bit of service at the lotus feet of their lordship Shri Radha Rashbihari ji, Radha Govinda, will actually help us to make ourselves successful, and we get lot of happiness from this actually. In Calcutta, just recently we finished the marathon of Rath Yatra festival. Calcutta Rath Yatra, Prabhupada wanted that Calcutta Rath Yatra should become the best Rath Yatra in the whole world after Puri, because Prabhupada's birthplace is Calcutta. So that was the standing order to Prabhupada's disciples there. This Rath Yatra must become the greatest Rath Yatra. So we are celebrating 40th year of Rath Yatra and 40th year of Radha Govinda's installation in Calcutta. So recently we finished, and it's a 2.5 months, all the devotees in the temple, they engage themselves fully in Rath Yatra festival. It's a big festival. It's like we have 7 days Gundicha temple programs, Siddharath, Ultarath, getting permission for the Rath is a big headache, very big headache. Especially till last year, we had a lot of problem for the permission for Rath Yatra. Because Calcutta, it is not ISKCON Rath Yatra. ISKCON Rath Yatra there, our Rath Yatra is famous as Kolkata Rath Yatra organized by ISKCON. And in Calcutta, except ISKCON, except our society, there is no such big spiritual festival happens in Calcutta. So we make 9 days festival. So we have also 3 raths, like all of you have here, 3 raths. And the raths, Jagannath Rath, the chakka is actually our flight chakka.
And also Jagannath every year tests us a lot that how much we love Jagannath. Every year there is some problem. But in the service of the Lord there is happiness. All our devotees in the temple, including congregation and everyone, they jump. Mataji, Pitaji, Prabhus, everyone, children, everyone is engaged in Rath Yatra. You know, before, you know, Akshaya Tritiya day, we start counting. Now, 45 din baki hai Rath Yatra ka. Hari Bol. In the Mangala Arati, we announce like that. Just to make everyone ready and surcharge for Rath Yatra festival. And Krishna arranges so wonderfully that even if there is lot of tension, lot of trouble, police, VIPs, life members, patrons, general people. So this year some miracle happened. I want to share with all of you our Rath Yatra. How service of Krishna is actually present. And service of Krishna gives you the maximum happiness. You want to hear? Hari Bol. So what happened for last so many years, some other government was ruling Calcutta or West Bengal. This year it changed. So we thought that it will be very nice, and actually it went very nice. So there was a ground called TIA ground. That ground, previously Calcutta Book Fair, which is the Asia's biggest book fair, which was happening there every year. But for last 10 years, that ground has been seized by the government, that they cannot do any type of festivals there because it's the heart of Calcutta. Why? Because so much grass and so much trees are there. And it is really in the heart of Calcutta because it is in the, at the, you know, the, what do you call it, the center of Calcutta. By Krishna's mercy, we got permission to do the program there in that ground. So everybody was very happy. But as the time was coming nearer, when Rath Yatra was only 15 days left, suddenly the newspapers started releasing negative advertisement. In America they say there is no negative advertisement, everything is positive only. It happened with us also the same way. All the newspapers, they were saying that how ISKCON got this place to do their festival. They don't know actually the Jagannath's mercy. Whatever Jagannath wants, nobody can stop. So what happened? All the big newspapers, they were releasing big articles that how this place is very secured place. It is the heart of Calcutta and ISKCON is having Rath Yatra here from this time to that time. So we got advertisement done. That from this time to this time, we will be having Rath Yatra festival. And if you want to get that much of advertisement you want to give in the newspapers, you have to spend more than 2 lakhs for that small. And for 15 days continuously, we got advertisements in all the newspapers. And Rath Yatra day was the Sunday. And Sunday, because the offices are not there, so it is closed. We were thinking, who will pull the Rath? But because of the advertisement, we got 1.5 lakh people pulling the Rath. So that is Jagannath's mercy. Even if you schedule so many things, and 2 months before, we never thought that this will be the problem. Which every year we have a theme of Rath Yatra. So this year, 2.5 months before, we made the theme, Green and Clean Kolkata. And we also decided that we have a procession, which is 1 kilometer procession. In that procession, this year we kept 108 brooms, jhadu. That became a big issue, big, nice, positive issue. And also, we made 2 tableaus of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaning Gundicha temple, and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the animals. So they are all saying eco-friendly Rath Yatra. So, our Rath Yatra also, we gave 2,000 green plants to the general public every day evening. And the most beautiful thing of Calcutta Rath Yatra is that for few years we are seeing, even if it is rainy season, For Rathyatra day and Ulta Rathyatra day, there is no rain. It's all sunny day. The people nicely can do Rathyatra. Every morning in the Gundicha temple also, from morning to evening, 4 o'clock, there will be rain. But after 4 o'clock, when people will come, at that time there is no rain. Jagannath Swami ki? Because Jagannath is so merciful, and the service of Jagannath is so merciful, that nobody can stop. So there was an argument in the TV after Rathyatra day, that you are spoiling, ISKCON is spoiling the green field of Calcutta. So there was a live TV show which was being shown to the TV by a channel called 24 Ghanta, 24 hours. And there our general manager Radharaman Prabhu, he was arguing with the natural environmentalist. Sorry. So there were argument going on live. So, but they never knew that Krishna is so merciful. To help devotees, they will give intelligence also. Tesham Hrida Juktanang Bhajatang Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogantang Yena Mamu Prajantite. So then they asked that how you got this permission? And the second thing, the two things they asked, that how you got this permission, and second, why you are spoiling? We are the grasses that is there in the field. So our Prabhu said, first point you are saying about the grass and environment pollution. But grass actually produces 90% carbon dioxide. The only good thing the grass is having is the cows will eat that and give milk, Hari Bol. There is no other good thing in grass. It was a shocking, news for the news channel itself. So they got shocked. And immediately they were searching in the net, in the break time. And they really got that. And the environmentalists never knew also. The grass produces 90%. All of you can check also net. And the second thing, and he said, the Calcutta High Court has given order to not to do any fair throughout the year, except rainy season. Why rainy season? Because rainy season, the pollution level is zero in Calcutta. Hari Bol. And Rathyatra is in the rainy season also. Jagannath Swami ki? So we got the permission. So in the same way that Subhas Dutta, the environmentalist, got totally defeated by Jagannath's Kripa. Because Jagannath's Seva and Jagannath's mercy, Radha Govinda's mercy, Radha Rajmukhi's is unlimited. So in Puri also, if you try our level best to do something, it is not possible unless and until Krishna is merciful or Jagannath wants it. So in 1972, the present king Gajapati Dev Singh Dev, he became the king actually, because in 72 his father passed away. He is the earlier king. So the first time in 1972, the Odisha police people, Odisha government was take over the temple, slowly taking over the charges of the temple. And in 1972, at that time the person who was the in charge from the government for the Rathyatra festival, this is the Rathyatra festival is the only festival in India which has been sponsored by the government. Vaishnav festival, only Vaishnav festival, Rathyatra, which has been supported and sponsored by the Odisha government. So when they took charge of Jagannath Rathyatra, immediately in their official way, they made some schedules for Rathyatra festival. But if you go to Jagannath Puri, there it is very clear. They all depend on Jagannath Swami actually. There it is clear. Ekla Ishwara Krishna, Arsav Bhritya. Rama Shambhur Brahma Marupati Ganesharchita Pado, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Everyone is a servant of Jagannath. So if you go to the temple of Jagannath, Puri temple, if you want prasad, you have to depend on Jagannath. You don't know when he will eat. There is no time schedule for Jagannath. Apano ichhai chale na chale kar bale. He goes in his own sweet will, not any other person's pull. Tarat goes. So the first time in 1972, they made a schedule. And he was very, you know, dominating person who was scheduled. He made that schedule. The Rath Yatra, the Pahundi Vijay will start at this moment. Within 9 o'clock, the Lord will be riding on the Rath. And 9:15, Cheda Pahoda means Jhadu of the king. And then 9:30, Rath will roll on Badadanda. That's all. And he was very powerful. And he was making things happen. So Sudarshan Dev, Baladev, Subhadra Maharani, one by one, the deities were put in the Rath. And he became very happy actually, that things are happening very nicely. So Krishna sitting in his heart understood that he is thinking that he is actually doing everything. So whatever happens in Puri, miraculous things, everything has been written in Madhula Panji. They follow a diary. So this is written in the newspapers also, what I am speaking to all of you today. The Lord's service, only the servants knows, and the Lord gives pleasure to them. And unless and until Krishna is willing, it is not possible for anyone to do anything. Because Krishna is the main controller. But we think that we are the doer. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahankara vimuda atma karta aham iti manyate. So that person was thinking in that way. Dekho kitna samay kisa se sab kar diya. Sab Bhagwan ko bhi abhi chada denge. But Jagannath is Jagannath. Kaliya. They call in Odia, he is Kaliya. And unless and until he wants, it is not possible that anybody can pull him or push him. So there is a, what is that called? The mega staircase. What do you call that? I know that they make some tree bar, you know, rolls. And then, what is it called in English? I don't know actually. Ek paata ke jaise banate hain. Ramp. So make that ramp. So Baladev is riding on his Taladhvaj. Subhadra Maharani is riding on Darpadalan. But Jagannath is about to ride. And that is 9 o'clock in the morning. Everyone is very happy, officials. And near that ramp, Jagannath stopped. And everybody was pulling and pushing. Hari bolo, hari bolo, hari bolo, hari bolo. He is not moving. In that process, 8 Daitapatis broke their leg. They were hospitalized. Another group of Daitapatis came and hold him. Because he is not willing to go. And nobody understands this. So that person who was in charge, he was thinking that they are doing Badmasi, the Daitapatis. But nobody will be doing Badmasi at the cost of their leg. Another set of people came. They also had a lot of problem to pull the Lord. Jagannath Swami ki. They were saying and pulling and pushing. He's not moving. Because nobody can do anything because unless until he wants to go. And then what happened? From 9 o'clock to 2 p.m. 9 to 2, it has been recorded. How much hours? 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 5 hours. Which was supposed to be the most fastest Rath Yatra in 1972, they were thinking to do. It became the most horrifying. Because so much police, so many people, they were all standing that Lord will ride on the Rath. Ratheche Bhamana Drashta Punrajanavana Vidyate. They will all get the mercy of the Lord in the Rath. But 5 hours, Jagannath is still in near the ramp only. Nobody can pull him, nobody can push him. And any time they are trying to push him, he is falling down. Oh. Again, oh, this side and that side he is doing that. So that is Jagannath's mercy. So immediately the person understood at 2 o'clock, that because of me this is happening, because I wanted to become like Jagannath actually. So he brings a pan. In Puri they have a ritual. If anything goes wrong, they give him pan. Mizaj achha karne ke liye. Jagannath ka. So they give pan with lot of kesar and lot of nice, you know, spices. And he was crying to the Lord, my Lord, I am the most sinful person, I wanted to control you. It is not possible for me to control you, my Lord. So please be merciful. But still, Jagannath never moved. So at that time, Gajapati Dev Singh Dev, that is the first year of his Rathyatra Chheda Pauda, means war, you know, Jhadu Lagana. He was supposed to come in a palanquin with lot of, you know, they have bugles, they will be played, and then Palki will come, he will ride, then he will have royal dress. But because it was getting late and he understood the Lord is very unhappy with the situation, with bare feet, without any uttari, with only a dhoti he came, running. And in Puri, the first sevait, the first representative of the sevaks is Gajapati Maharaj. He is considered in Puri as a representative of the Lord. And he is the first sevait, the first sevak. So he comes and then he requests the Lord. He gives dandavat pranam. And then he requests the Lord, my Lord, please be merciful. Please take your seat in the Nandi Ghosh Rath. Because all the devotees are waiting for you to pull you to Vrindavan Dham, to Gundicha. And then he requested the Lord, he prayed intensely, circumambulated the Lord, and then requested the Daitapatis, please all of you say, Hari Bol! All of you can also say, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Jagannath Swami Ki! Jagannath Swami Ki! Jagannath Swami Ki! And then Lord started moving, and he immediately accepted. Within 10 minutes, he was in Jagannath Rath, you know, and giving darshan. Gaur Premanande. So similarly, so many pastimes are there about Jagannath, Jagannath Rathyatra, Jagannath in the temple. The devotees get so much happiness there by serving only. Because Prabhupada writes here, the actual reality is Krishna and service to Krishna. There is so much rasa in Krishna's service. We hours and hours decorate Rashbihari, but when you get the darshan, who gets happiness? Boliye? Kaun kisko achha lagta hai? Darshan rati mein kaun sa zyada, sabse zyada maza lete hain, anand lete hain? Kaun? Bhakt log. Bhagwan sajte hain. Bhagwan ko sab mataye baithke wo mala banate hain. Itna khatke. Wo parishram hai. Lekin jab Bhagwan ke ang mein ho jata hai, Bhagwan jab pehante hain usko, to anand sabse zyada kisko aata hai? Bhakton ko. Because that is Krishna consciousness. Jagannath Puri mein jo 36 nijog hai, jo 5000 sevaks hai, 5000 kitne 5000 sevaks hain, sabka seva fixed hai aur sabka seva change nahi hoga ki prabhu humko sankirtan acha nahi lag raha hai deity mein dal do, aisa nahi chalta hai. Udhar sab fixed hai. Agar kisi ka seva hai adrak ghisna, तो उसका दादा परदादा परदादा के परदादा परदादा के परदादा आद्रक ही घिसते थे, और उसका बेटा उसका बेटा उसका बेटा का बेटा वो आद्रक ही घिसेगा. तो हमको अगर बोलेगा कोई कि भाई तुम्हारा सेवा है आद्रक घिसना, आने से जाने तक तुम मिक्सी में आद्रक घिसो, कितने लोग राजी रहेंगे हम लोग? तो वो सेवा में आनंद है क्योंकि उनको प्रेम मिलता है. उसमें जो पानी ले रहा है जगन्नाथ के लिए, वो सारा जीवन पानी ही लेगा, और उसमें उनको गर्व है क्योंकि प्रभुपाद जो बोल रहे हैं भागवतम ये वो सही है एकदम. तो कृष्ण के सेवा में सबसे बड़ा आनंद है, और थोड़ा सा भी जो सेवा करता है कृष्ण उसको अपने छाती में लगा के रखते हैं. माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, मेरा हिंदी ठीक है क्या? हिंदी में बोलूं तो मेरे गुरु महाराज, माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, डैलस में एक बार राधा कालाचांद जी का दर्शन कर रहे थे, तो उनको बहुत अच्छा लगा वो दर्शन. दर्शन अच्छा लगने के हेतु उन्होंने पुनः जो पुजारियां थे पुजारियों को बुलाया, और बुलाने के बाद उनको बोलते हैं कि आप आश्चर्यचकित मत हो जाना, जब आप गोलोक वृंदावन जाएंगे भगवान ऐसे ही श्रृंगार करके आपके सामने आएंगे. क्योंकि इस आध्यात्मिक जगत में सब कुछ एब्सोल्यूट है, जनरल यमाश्रभु बोलते हैं कि पुजारी लोग पहले जाएंगे भगवत धाम और हमको जाके पुजारी का सेवा सीखना पड़ेगा, फिर जाना पड़ेगा, क्योंकि पुजारी लोग सबसे निकट हैं। और कोई वैष्णव आचार्य बोल रहे थे कि सबसे ही इज द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट पर्सन हु इज सर्विंग हियर इन द टेम्पल एज पुजारी। वाई? एक्चुअली एवरी वन, बिकॉज इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड यू वोंट गेट चांस टू ड्रेस द लॉर्ड and to bathe the Lord, but here it is possible. So that is the reason. It is Radha Rashbihari ji also, now he listens to prayers. I remember one pastime, one which I heard from Mahaprabhu. Prabhu is a lawyer, so he was telling that when there was some problem going on, court cases for this land, something was going on. So at that time, Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj used to stand in front of Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman and hours used to pray. So one day, Prabhu asked that you are praying to Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman, what do you pray? So Maharaj said, that every day I don't pray to Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman, I am praying to their weapons, dhanush, baan, I am praying to them that they can give me power, because I can't ask the Lord to do all the things what I am doing, but the weapons can give me the power. Ram ji ka dhanush, Lakshman ji ka baan haath mein jo hai aur dhanush hai, to unse main prarthana kar raha hu. I am praying to the weapons of the Lord, because they are absolute also, because they are also connected with Krishna. So let them give me power that I can fight for Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada also said this is Prabhupada's office. Prabhupada spent so much energy here in this temple. Actually all of you are so fortunate. I am becoming envious about all of you, that all of you are staying so nearer to Radha Rashbihari. This is so beautiful darshan. In 2002, I first took darshan of Radha Rashbihari, and I am spellbound by their beauty and, you know, opulent dressing. So that is the reason Janani Vasprabhu says also, Janani Vasprabhu is, everybody knows Janani Vasprabhu, he is the head pujari of Mayapur. So he was saying that in the service of the Lord is the most happiest thing. So as I was telling, the Rath Yatra of Calcutta, it becomes so hectic for all of us, for all the devotees, that, you know, after Rath Yatra, if you go to the Brahmachari ashram, you will see just like Kurukshetra war, after war, everybody is sleeping in different positions. They are exhausted. So much intricacies are there in the Rath and the Sevas. But if you ask any devotee, Brahmachari devotee, or any devotee, congregation devotee, on the last day of Ultarath, everybody is sad. Why? Aur 10 din hota to acha lagta. Why? Because so much pleasure is there in Rath Yatra, in service of the Lord. So that is the reason Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomaro bhajane dukho, tomaro dukho jato hoy, sheo to paramo sukh. So Prabhupada is so merciful to all of us that he gave this wonderful facility of worshipping the deities with the association of devotees. So if you take it very wonderfully, very seriously, then Krishna will reciprocate with us. A little bit of service, if you do for the deities and for devotees, then Krishna will take care of us. So I will end my discussion by telling all of you and sharing all of with you a pastime that I get lot of energy and encouragement in my life, and it came in the Back to God magazine also, about a lady, ek mataji. She was serving in Dallas temple, Kalachandji temple, and how Krishna accepted her service. आप लोग सुनना चाहेंगे? तो एक माता जी थी, उनका नाम था कीर्तिदा माता जी, जो तमाल कृष्ण महाराज के डिसाइपल थे। तो माता जी नर्स थी और यूएसए में नर्सिंग स्कूल था उनका, लेकिन वो जितना कमाती थी उसका 80% मंदिर में दे देती थी। और सब समय राधा कालाचांद जी का ड्रेसिंग, माला, कीर्तन, और बीच बीच में वो वृंदावन आती थी। और खास करके ललिता सखी का जो गांव है, ऊंचा गांव, वो गांव में वो आई कैंप करती थी और मेडिसिन वितरण करती थी। उनका बहुत फेवरेट जगह था वृंदावन। तो बहुत साल सर्विस के बाद अचानक उनको पता चला कि उनका शरीर में एक कैंसर है और वो ज्यादा दिन का मेहमान नहीं है तो मर जाएगी। तो जैसे उनको पता चला तो बोली कि हम अपने आप देह को छोड़ना चाहते हैं, कहां न वृंदावन में, ब्रज में। तो ब्रज में हम छोड़ना चाहते हैं देह, तो सबने बोला कि ठीक है, तुम कितना दिन सेवा किया तो वृंदावन में आई। लेकिन वृंदावन में जय उनसे गुरु महाराज से मिलते हैं तो गुरु महाराज बोलते हैं कि वृंदावन में तुमको रहने की जरूरत नहीं है, प्रभुपाद ने जहां जहां मंदिर बनाए हैं वो सब वृंदावन है, और तुमने राधा कालाचांद जी के इतना सेवा किया तो कालाचांद जी तुम्हारे लिए व्यवस्था करेंगे, तुम इतना डरती क्यों है, तुम लौट जाओ डेलस। तो डेलस लौट जाती है वो। तो डेलस लौट जाने के बाद उनका अवस्था बहुत खराब होता है। वो सिर्फ डाब का पानी पी के जी रही थी क्योंकि उनके गले में पूरा कैंसर था, बहुत दुबली हो गई। तो भक्त लोग एक रूम, मंदिर के बगल में एक रूम में उनको रखा, ये सच घटना है। तो उनमें उनको हर दिन चरणामृत पिला जाता था, भक्त लोग कीर्तन करते थे, चैतन्य चरितामृत, भागवतम, कृष्णा बुक पढ़ते थे। तो ऐसा स्थिति हुआ उनका कि अभी वो प्राण त्याग देगी। तो तब महाराज पहुंचते हैं उधर, उनके गुरु महाराज, क्योंकि उन्होंने इतना साल इतना सेवा किया विग्रहों का, मंदिर का, भक्तों का। तो गुरुदेव उनको पूछते हैं कि आपका कुछ अगर इच्छा हो तो मेरे को बताओ। तो वो बताते हैं कि गुरुदेव मेरे को यही इच्छा है कि मैं अगर जीवन त्यागूं तो तब ब्रह्म मुहूर्त हो। तो बोला ठीक है, हम कृष्ण से प्रार्थना करेंगे कि ब्रह्म मुहूर्त में आपका प्राण त्याग, और भी कोई इच्छा है तो बताओ। एक माता सोचिए जो सेवा की है प्रभुपाद के विग्रहों का दिल से। तो फिर वो बोलते हैं कि हमारा ये भी इच्छा है कि मैं जब देह त्यागूं मेरे सर के ऊपर शालिग्राम और गिरिराज शिला हो। ठीक है, हम भगवान से वो भी प्रार्थना करेंगे, और कुछ चाहती हो तो बोलो। तो वो बोलती है कि हम ये भी चाहते हैं गुरुदेव, अगर आप चाहें तो आपको देखते हुए मैं देह छोड़ना चाहती हूं। तो सबने ने बोला कि अरे भाई दोनों तो ठीक था, ये तीसरा तो थोड़ा ज्यादा ही मांग लिया तुमने, ये तो सन्यासी हैं, कहीं कहीं घूमते रहेंगे, ये कहां तुमको मिलेंगे गुरुदेव। प्रार्थना किया तो गुरु महाराज ने बोला कि हम कृष्ण से ये भी प्रार्थना करेंगे। तो दो दिन के बाद महाराज का बाहर प्रचंग में जाने वाले थे, तो सोच रहे थे कि कृष्ण से प्रार्थना कर रहे थे, और दूसरे ही दिन मंगल आरती के समय में ये कीर्तिदा माता जी का तबीयत बहुत खराब होने लगा 3 बजे से। तो तुरंत सबको बुलाया गया, ये सच घटना है, बैकग्राउंड मैगजीन उनके ऊपर एक किताब भी निकला है। तो तुरंत सब भक्त एकत्रित हुए उस घर में, इधर आरती हो रहा है कालाचांद जी का, संसार दावा नरलीला लोका, और उनके गुरु महाराज उनका हाथ पकड़ के कृष्ण बुक पढ़ रहे हैं। भक्तों ने उनके सर के ऊपर शालिग्राम और गिरिराज शिला रखे हैं ब्रह्म मुहूर्त। और जब भक्त लोग कीर्तन करते करते ब्रह्म मुहूर्त के भीतर वो अपना प्राण त्यागती है। तो 6 भक्त उनके साथ क्रिमिशन में जाते हैं उनको लेके, तो उनके गले में एक राधा कुंड का माला था मिट्टी का बनाया हुआ। तो जब वो शमशान के लोग उनको लौटाते हैं राख, 45 मिनट में पूरा जल जाती है और उनका राख पूरा सफेद होता है, उसमें कोई बदबू नहीं आता है, बहुत सारे लक्षण हैं। तो उस राख के भीतर से 6 राधा कुंड का गुटिका मिलता है शक्त। तो महाराज बताते हैं कि 6 जन जो उनको जलाने के लिए गए थे उनके लिए गिफ्ट है, वो मृत्यु के बाद भी देके गई है। तो यहां पर कथा समाप्त हो गया क्या? सुनना चाहेंगे तो फिर से जोर से हरिबोल बोलना पड़ेगा, और थोड़ा जोर से, और थोड़ा जोर से। तो माता जी का इच्छा था, 2002 में वो गुजर गई, उनका बहुत इच्छा था कि वृंदावन जाएं और उनके नाम पे आई कैंप हो, बहुत बहुत इच्छा था। तो जब मर रही थी उसके पहले 2-3 महीने से वो भक्तों का हाथ पकड़ के बोल रही थी कि अरे सुनो ना, सुनो ना, सुनो ना, मेरा एक पिक्चर लेके ना मेरा मृत्यु के बाद वो उधर जाना, कहां ललिता सखी का ऊंचा गांव। तो भक्तों का समय नहीं हुआ क्योंकि 2002 में वो गुजर गई, 2002 में महाराज भी चले गए। 2005 में उनके मृत्यु के 3-4 साल बाद डेलेस के सब भक्तों एकत्रित होके उनका पिक्चर लेके मायापुर आते हैं। मायापुर आने के बाद वो लोग ऊंचा गांव जाते हैं वृंदावन में। तो वृंदावन में जब ऊंचा गांव जाते हैं कीर्तन कर रहे हैं ललिता सखी के ऊंचा गांव में उनका पिक्चर लेके और परिक्रमा कर रहे हैं, अजानक वहां के ब्रजवासी और पुजारी बोले कि अरे इसका फोटो लेके क्यों आप घूम रहे हैं? बोला क्यों? बोले ये तो हर शाम को इधर आरती के लिए आती है, आप रुक जाओ, शाम को ये आएगी आरती देखने के लिए, ये तो इधर ही रहती है इधर वृंदावन। गौर प्रेमानंदे, इसलिए भगवान का सेवा में इतना आनंद है। भगवान की हमारे मृत्यु के बाद भी कृष्ण रक्षा करते हैं और जो इच्छा है उनकी पूर्ति करते हैं। उनके ऊपर एक किताब लिखा गया है, महाराज चाहते थे कि ये माता जी के ऊपर किताब लिखा जाए, तो किताब अवेलेबल है मायापुर में, नेट में भी, goswami.com में जाएंगे सर्वेंट ऑफ लव बोल के किताब है, उसके भीतर विस्तृत रूप से इस सेवा करने के बाद कृष्ण संतुष्ट होकर क्या मिलता है भक्त के जीवन में। अरे ऐसे कोई सारा दुनिया के लोग नहीं जानते थे इस माता जी को, सिंपल माता जी माला बनाती थी ऐसे जैसे यहां पर बना रही है, कुछ रसोई करती थी, थोड़ा नौकरी करके पैसा लाके मंदिर में चढ़ाती थी, लेकिन दिल से कृष्णा और गुरु को सेवा करना चाहती थी। इसलिए ये बहुत होप है कृष्ण भक्ति में, है कि नहीं? ऐसे बहुत सारे लीलाएं हैं जहां पर दिखा जाता है कि इस्कॉन में प्रभुपाद के भक्तों के प्रति कृष्ण कितने करुणामय हैं। इसलिए हम बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद ज्ञापन करते हैं आप सबके, वेरी थैंकफुल टू ऑल ऑफ यू कि आपने हमको अवसर दिया कुछ शेयर करने के लिए। आप सब लोग कलकत्ता आइए रथ यात्रा के समय, लेकिन बोल के आना, एक साथ सब मत आ जाना क्योंकि जगह उधर बहुत कम है, पहले से एडवांस में बुकिंग करके आना, हमसे बात करके। आप लोग आएंगे तो हमको बहुत अच्छा लगा। मेरे को ये भी पता चला कि जुहू में भी रथ यात्रा होता है क्योंकि रथ देखा मैं, इसलिए हाँ मेरा रोड में रथ होता है, इसलिए आपका भी रथ यात्रा आ रहा है लगता है, अभी इस महीने में ही है। अच्छा, इसलिए आप सबको बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। प्रभुपाद का जन्म स्थान कलकत्ता में आप लोगों का स्वागत है। हम आपसे विनती करते हैं कि मेरे लिए प्रार्थना करें ताकि हम कृष्ण और गुरु की सेवा में अपना जीवन बिता सके। श्री प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। और किसी को अगर प्रश्न है मेरे से व्यक्तिगत रूप से पर्सनली आके मिलके बात कर सकते हैं। हरे कृष्ण।